Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour for December the 8th. A lot of good chat tonight. We started with the little boys and girls cross country, touched on some high school wrestling, and now we're going to talk about athletics in general and a great program that's coming out of the state of California, out of California Casualty. I'm going to be joined right now by Bo Brown, the president and CEO of the company, to talk about the Thomas R. Brown Athletic Grant. Welcome to the show, Bo.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, excited to talk about this. Before we kind of got chatting here offline, we were talking about the hard economic times in America that trickle down to high school athletics, and you guys have come up with a grant program for 44 states that will, you know, try and lessen the burden a little bit. So let's kind of start with the genesis of where this program comes from and how you developed it, and then we'll get into the particulars of how schools can apply.
Well, it's the California Casualty Thomas R. Brown Athletic Grant Program, and we're going to give away $75,000 in grants to public high schools this year. And the genesis of the program, there's just a huge need out there. Budgets have been slashed. Athletics programs have been hurt the most. And we're a policyholder-owned insurance company, and we want to give something back. And the program's also to recognize my dad, our chairman, for his 40 years of service to our company and to our customers, the majority of whom are public school teachers, coaches, bus drivers, janitors, and other staff.
Yeah, and we talk about this on the show a lot. The economics of sports right now at the high school level, where it's so critical to keep kids off the streets and give them some good positive things, it's being impacted. So, was there one moment or one place you heard about that made you say, you know what, we need to do something for these schools? I mean, do you have any of those type of stories to tell us before we get into how you gave the money out last year?
Well, I live in California, and our state has really been hit hard by cuts to public schools, and I'm an AAU basketball coach and going around to some of the public schools and meeting some of these AAU coaches that are also involved in their high school programs. It just became apparent that there's no money out there, and it's getting so bad that some of the schools are having to cut programs entirely or ask players to pay participation fees of $100, $150, and that is something that we thought we could help out with.
Okay, we're talking with Bo Brown, President and CEO of California Casualty, and their $75,000 in grants they're giving away this year for the Thomas R. Brown Athletics Grant. And let's talk a little bit about last year was the first year. What are some of the good stories that came out of this? How were you able to help some schools? How did they use the money?
Well, we gave away 10 grants for $2,500 each, so a total of $25,000 last year. They were focused in Arizona, California, Colorado, and Oregon. One high school, Pacific High School out of San Bernardino, California, used the grant for pregame meals to feed players who weren't getting fed good meals at home. I went out to another high school, Mount Diablo High School in Concord, California, last spring with a $2,500 grant. Half of that was going to the football team, half to the baseball team. I met the baseball coach, and he said some of the money would go to cover participation fees for players. Sometimes these fees are $100, $150. Loveland High School out of Colorado is a slightly different story. They had won several state championships in track and field, but had never been able to host a state qualifying meet until the California Casualty Thomas R. Brown Grant helped them purchase some timing equipment. And my understanding is they were able to host the meet this year for the first time in 15 years. So those are some of the stories about how schools are using these grants.
Now, applications are being accepted through January 15th of 2012 for this. Personally, since this is, you know, kind of your brainchild and something that's very personal to you, what's it like when you go out? It sounds like you've gone personally to hand out these checks. What's that mean to you, as the leader of this company, but more importantly, someone that's helping young men and young women?
Oh, it's feels incredibly good. You go out and we show up in the office, the principal comes out, and she, at Mount Diablo High School where I visited, she was just ecstatic. She rounded up the baseball coach, one or two of his players, some of the teachers, and we had a big check with us, a mocked up check, and for $2,500 with the small check, the real check on the back, and presented it to them. And it's just a lot of fun to go out and feel like you're making a difference. When I was a kid, my dad was a Little League equipment manager, so I remember having all the baseballs and helmets and bats in our garage, and we would sort through them and put them in the bags, and to think that these high schools are using equipment that's 10, 20 years old, mm-hmm. Some of their safety equipment's out of date. It just feels good to help out.
Yeah, and you're trying to tell me that you can't cash that big check? Is that the point? You got to use the little one when you do it?
No, not the big one, just the little one, yeah.
That reminds me of the movie Semi-Pro. I think they tried to cash the big one once. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the program. And again, I mentioned that applications are being accepted. It is for public schools. We should be real specific about that. And it's through January the 15th. So let's let the listeners know out there how they can apply if they qualify and fit into the parameters.
Yeah, again, you mentioned it's for public schools, and you must be a school employee who's an active member of the National Education Association, and it's available in all states except for Alaska, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, and Wisconsin. My wife's from Michigan. My niece is a Wisconsin Badger. We hope to be in those states someday. But to apply, go to www.calcashathleticsgrant.com. That's CAS Athletics Grant, all one word, .com. If you're having trouble with that, you can go to our website, California Casualty, and click on the Athletics Grant link in the lower right corner under our company.
And we'll also put that up on the blog so you can have the link to go to for the listeners out there. So go to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the blog, and you'll be able to check that out. Wrapping up here, Bo, obviously a much-needed program. You've ramped it up in 2 years from $25,000 to $75,000. What do you see the end game being here? You know, how obviously it's not going to go away, the need. So are you going to ramp things up as you go, or are you going to just kind of take it each year and tweak it each year as you go along?
Well, we've ramped it up significantly, and we are really getting a great response. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it goes and how many applications we get. We got, I believe, around 160 applications last year. And so if we get a lot more applications as we go into 44 states, we may decide to ramp it up further.
Great. Well, hopefully after appearing on the show here tonight, people that qualify and get into that specific area, they can apply and hopefully send you some more people, because we know it's needed. We really appreciate you taking the time. We've been talking with Bo Brown, President and CEO of California Casualty. Thank you so much for helping out the young men and women and all those coaches out there. Bo, great job. I think it's a great idea.
And thanks very much to you, Jeff.
You're very, very welcome.